8287.
Arizona News Radio, a group aiming to stop the state's controversial school voucher expansion law set to take effect this week, is claiming it has the signatures needed to stop it.
The bill will definitely be put on hold this week following our submission of the signatures, and then going forward, of course, they'll go through a validation process.
Don Penich-Thicker with Save Our Schools, delivering more than 100,000 signatures, well above the 75,000 needed to put the matter to a vote. The measure due to become law tomorrow, expanding vouchers to any K-12 student who wants to attend private school. Court appearance in Phoenix for an Albuquerque man accused of urinating on a family of three at last week's Metallica concert in Glendale. A judge giving Daniel Daddio a good scolding.
I have to say, in the 15 years I've been on the bench, this is one of the most disgusting scenarios I've ever read.
Police confirmed that Daddio appeared to be extremely intoxicated when they arrested him. He's charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. Diamondbacks home tonight against the Dodgers. Warm temperatures, 109 in the deserts. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this Tuesday morning, a couple of nice days ahead. Sunny and clear today with a high of 103 and a low tonight of 81. Rewind and repeat for Wednesday, sunny and clear with a high of 105 and a low of 81. May see some stray showers by Thursday, though. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here at Mid-Tower, 99 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 4th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Phoenix Business Journal would like to invite you to check out our website at bizjournals.com/Phoenix, where you can find news, information, and resources from a range of Phoenix area businesses. Banking, education, technology, and much more can be found at bizjournals.com/Phoenix. Gain access to exclusive content and inside information along with the latest networking and marketing alerts by subscribing at bizjournals.com/Phoenix. The Phoenix Business Journal, providing leaders with tools for connecting.
Successful Aging, giving you winning strategies for living well and loving life. Your hosts are John Wenslow, Chief Executive Officer, and Millie Okeson, Vice President of Marketing for Friendship Retirement Corporation. There's a difference in just living and living well. The aim of this show is life and how you live it. Welcome to Successful Aging. Now here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome to Successful Aging, where we provide you with the latest trends, health updates, and expert advice for living well and loving life. I'm your host, John Wenslaw. I'm here with my co-host, Millie Okeson. Welcome, Millie. Good morning.
Good morning,
John. We got a terrific group of guests again today.
Yes,
tell us about it.
Yes, we sure do. So today we're going to begin our show by talking with Casey Kanan, CEO and co-founder of Envoy America, a Scottsdale-based national company that provides transportation services to seniors and patients that cannot drive. They don't want to drive, or actually they just shouldn't drive. Casey is a senior management executive with more than 30 years of business-to-business and business-to-consumer operations, sales, and marketing experience. He regularly bridges divisions, unites teams, and has earned the trusted advisor role in every organization he's been a part of. Welcome, Casey. Welcome back. We've had him on the show before, so we're excited to have you back.
Thank you, Millie. Thank you, John. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely.
Casey, it's been a long time since we chatted with you, but tell our folks that maybe haven't heard you before, why did you start Envoy America?
Sure. The reason why we started Envoy America is when our own parents lost their ability to drive because of age or health, we could not find anything that was reliable, that was designed with seniors in mind. So we've seen our own parents' health deteriorate. We've seen them become more isolated and disengaged because of lack of good transportation options for seniors, for people like themselves. So we decided to start a company, and here we are.
So let's start at the basics, too. What does Envoy America do, and who are your clients? Other than seniors, who are your clients?
Sure. I'll answer the second question first. We help people that cannot drive, like you said, shouldn't drive, or do not want to drive. In general, those are seniors that tend to be in their 80s or 90s, or patients that are going for procedures like colonoscopy or radiation or chemotherapy, where they need to get to the place on time, and when they're done, they need to go home, and they need somebody to be responsible and reliable to help them do that. So those are our customers. That's who we help. We also work with a lot of businesses that provide services to the seniors and the patients, like medical entities or religious institutions or senior living communities. So they hire us or contract with us to provide services to those clients that we serve.
This seems such a huge market, Casey. When you break it out, you know, we got 10,000 boomers retiring every day. The fastest population growing in the country is the 80-plus population base, and you got all these segments. How are you differentiating? How are you biting that, taking bites out of that elephant to get, you know, to move this thing along?
That's a great question. We've been very fortunate that the service that we provide is needed, and it doesn't exist, or if it exists, it's at a local level, not a national level. So we've been very fortunate to provide great service, and businesses have been reaching out to us. As an example, the American Cancer Society. They provide over 500,000 rides to patients a year through the Road to Recovery program. And normally, if they don't have volunteers, they hire companies like us, taxis or service providers. But they don't do as good of a job as we do. So we have a solid relationship with the American Cancer Society that started here in Phoenix, expanded to Tucson, and within 3 weeks we'll start delivering service to the Cancer Society in the Seattle area.
So you're still giving people their independence.
Absolutely.
Yes, which is so important, especially when someone reaches a point where they should no longer drive any longer. No offense, Mom, but...
Let me just one question. I got my mom. What are you going to Canada, Casey? That's all I want to know. That's where my mom lives. Attaching different segments of the market, some people might want to know, Cancer Society and institutions like that you'll have a contract with, right? But I can just hear out there there's a lot of seniors that maybe just have one-offs that they need. Do you do the one-offs also if they just call you one time and then they might not call you again for a month or so? Do you do that, or is it you want the more of the repetitive business, or how are you segmenting the market?
Absolutely. We provide service to people on a one-time basis. But what happens with the seniors is once they use the service and they see how great it is and see how reliable the drivers are and helpful and how cost efficient or competitive it is, they call us again and again.
Oh, I'm sure.
We tend to be, just if we talk about the cost, between 20 to 50% less expensive compared to other either ride-sharing services like Lyft, Uber, or local taxi companies.
So while you're talking about Lyft and Uber, tell us a little bit about what differentiates you from them.
Absolutely. Lyft and Uber, they do a phenomenal job for people that want to go from point A to point B. Somebody that doesn't need the assistance, the help, and they do a phenomenal job for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we do. What we do is we take somebody from point A to point B to point C back to point A. As an example, if somebody needs to go to the doctor or senior, we come to their door. We pick them up. We help them to the car. We engage them in talk. If they're using a walker or a wheelchair, we stow that. We walk them into the doctor's office and stay with them. If the doctor says, I need you to go to the pharmacy or the lab, we're there to take him to the lab or to the pharmacy and then take him home. We do what a son or daughter would do for their mom, dad, or grandparents. That's what we do. Uber and Lyft, they do a great job taking somebody from one place to the second, but that's it. We provide more than just a ride. We do what a family member would do for their own family.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Successful Aging on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, and we're talking to KC Kanen, CEO of Envoy America.
I know last time you were here, KC, you were Phoenix, Tucson, you're expanding into Houston. You're going like crazy. Where is Envoy America located now, and what's happened in the last couple of months since you've been here last?
Sure. So we're still proudly Phoenix-based company. As you mentioned, we've been in the Tucson market for about 8 months now, expanded to Houston 2.5-3 months ago. That's going great. We have a large team now and providing services in the Houston market. Tomorrow we launch in Dallas, Texas. We're working with a senior living operator, community operator, that they're using us to provide services. 2 weeks from now, we launch in Seattle. Then we're going to Portland, Albuquerque, New Mexico, going to Santa Fe, two places in Ohio, in South Carolina, and Austin, San Marcos, or in the Texas area. So we're expanding. The goal is to be, and the plan is to be, in 5 to 7 markets this year, 12 to 15 additional markets next year.
You say you're going to Dallas working with a senior housing operator. Are you finding them to be good partners? Because they have huge transportation needs in one building.
Absolutely. The senior living communities, they're in the business of taking care of their seniors, their residents. They're not in the transportation business. So they, just like they've, many of them outsource the food services and other services, some of them are beginning to outsource the transportation. And it makes sense. We can do it at it's less expensive, so they don't have to spend their capital on vehicles or hiring people, training them, retraining them. We solve this problem.
And you say, and the same personal service, they stay with the resident, et cetera, and so forth while you're taking them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you're listening to Successful Aging on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. And when we return, we'll continue our conversation with KC Kanen, CEO of Envoy America. So please stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Your nest egg, how big is it going to be? Will it be ready to use when the time comes? Wouldn't it be great if there was a way to put a guarantee on your nest egg when retirement enters the picture? At AZRC, we can help you do that. We're the experts at helping prepare your nest egg for guaranteed retirement plans, giving you peace of mind and financial independence. Our knowledge, combined with modern retirement design technology, makes it easier than ever to plan for a safe, secure retirement. See what Arizona Retirement Company can do for your nest egg today. Call 480-524-0508. We'll always audit your accounts for free to help keep you on track. And if you call right now, AZRC will take $200 off any MRD retirement or estate plan. Call AZRC now at 480-524-0508. That's 480-524-0508. AZRC. We do the math.
Are you or someone you know in search of high-quality senior services? Then don't delay. Contact Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475. Glencroft Senior Living can assist you or your loved one with independent or assisted living options, HUD housing, as well as skilled nursing and rehab options. Don't wait. Call Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475 or find more info online at glencroft.com. That's GLENCROFT.com.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. Bereva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Babies born in poverty zones are dying from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition, but they don't have to die. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world, training local healthcare workers, delivering medicines and medical supplies, giving newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org.
Talking with KC Keenan, the CEO and founder of Envoy America. And before our break, we were talking a little bit about what sets them apart from other companies. So, KC, can you describe your drivers? Do you provide training for them? And if so, what does it involve?
Sure. That's a great question also. What differentiates us from a lot of companies? It is our drivers, and we call them driver companions. The driver companions, they go through a stringent, tiring process that starts with completing an application phone interview, and we look for certain things when we do the phone interview. Mm-hmm. Why are they interested in joining us? If mm-hmm. it's the money, that's not the right person for
right.
us. If somebody is interested in joining us because they've had a personal experience seeing their own parents or family members or neighbors struggle because of transportation and they get it, that's the right person. So once we do the phone interview, then we do a face-to-face interview and we look at it. We try to determine, is this the right fit for them and for us? Is their car senior friendly? Does it look good? Does it smell good? Is it safe and reliable? And then if everything goes well, we go through the background screening that covers everything you can think of. Then we do training on how to interact with seniors, how to use our technology, mm-hmm. Defensive driving, and how to interact with people with memory issues. The training program was designed for us by Jan Doherty, who's an expert. She used
Absolutely.
To be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So she designed the program for us mm-hmm. and everybody goes through that training program. And the last section they go through for training is how to help somebody transfer out of a wheelchair into a car safely, how to make sure that the person just is safe in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. So the drivers themselves, they are the face of the company. We spend a lot of time and energy making sure that they are the right fit for us and for them. And then we keep them engaged. We keep them happy. We keep working with them. We listen to them. If they have suggestions, ideas on how we can improve, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll listen to them. They know more about this than we do. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes us different. It's our driver companions.
That's fabulous.
Well, that raises an interesting question for me on that part. Do you go full circle or have you gone full circle yet? I know you're a new company in doing surveys on the residents that you've taken to get feedback so you can start coordinating the type of people more to try to nail that down. Have you got to that point yet?
Absolutely. Actually, we do this with every new client that we transport. We call them. That's the only way we would know if we meet their expectations. But also when we have new drivers after they're done with their training and their shadowing trip and they're on their own, that's how we ensure that they're executing to the company's vision and guidelines. We call the clients.
Good.
And we ask them, how did they do? Did they call you the night before? Did they come to your door? Anything that they could have done better? And we provide the feedback to the drivers if needed. But in general, they do a phenomenal job, and I'm very, very, very proud of each and every driver
I've never heard anything negative in the few months that I know been around your business here in town. So that's just, you know, that's a good sign. Mm-hmm.
But one thing that really makes me proud of the service that our team does is we get between 2 to 3 compliments, either via email or letter or somebody calling us a day saying how great the service is and how we've changed their life and gave them their freedom, their independence back. So that's a good indication for us. It's we monitor this.
You know, that's so important. That independence and that freedom is so important. I know my mother's going through again, maybe losing her driver's license in Canada because of age restrictions. And the worst thing I can tell her is that she's going to have to make a change if she loses that license and can't drive anymore. And having these kind of services for our people, our residents,
absolutely,
and that population base is just huge because that's what America's all about. That's part of rites of passage in our country is that driving or not driving anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's just huge, the ability to get from point A to B. Talking about that, so if you've got a good driver, how do you, if I like your driver, how can I request that driver in the future? How tough is it to do? I mean, you have limited drivers, you know, everybody wants Casey to drive for them the same time, the same day. So how do you go about doing that?
When they call to make reservations and ask for a specific driver, Anthony, Gail, Allison, we do our best to accommodate the request if Anthony is available or if Allison is available. But what's interesting is we have clients that call us ahead of time and they ask about the driver's availability and then they make their reservations, their doctor's visit or their social activity based on their availability. And that, to me, that's a great indication that the drivers are doing a phenomenal job. but they can request the driver. They become.
And older people do like to plan ahead. Being on time for an 85-year-old is being half hour early, so I get it. They'll call and see if you're available, and then make the reservation because that's just their world.
Absolutely. But the clients can request a specific driver, and 99% of the time.
They get them.
If they give us enough notice. But we become the surrogate son, daughter. That's what the driver becomes. And they build this relationship with this client. And they want to see them happy. They want to see them comfortable. And that's what we look for in a driver before they become a driver for us.
And that's so important, Casey. I'm glad you're honing in on that. They're the surrogate daughter or son. Because the parent, the elderly parent is looking for that. And that's one of the biggest issues, getting mom or dad to wherever they need to be and making them feel comfortable with that. So I think honing in and heart, you know, on that, zeroing in on that is just huge for our population base.
And on that very subject, and I have kind of gone back and forth as to, so I'm not going to say the company, but, on one of our campuses, we had a resident that called a specific company to take him to the vet and, drop him off with his dog. And so, called the company to come pick him back up, but the company would not walk in to get him and he could not use the pet carrier and maneuver his walker. And so they just drove off. And, Kay and I actually went and rescued him, which, was absolutely delightful. But there you go. That's a perfect example of a companion driver. Somebody that's gonna be able to go in, help the resident, get them to the car. The resident individual felt horrible. He felt terrible. It took his independence away.
Yeah, and Millie, for you and I that have moms that are in their 90s, right? Just knowing that we could call somebody, not somebody that's going to drop them off, but somebody that'll go with them and stay with them.
Exactly.
Peace of mind that we would have knowing our 92-year-old mothers are in good hands, that we don't have to be concerned about it or drive like crazy across town to try to get there even.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it makes such perfect sense, you know.
The scenarios that you've described is exactly what we do. That's exactly why we exist, and that's what we do day in and day out. That's what our drivers do. It's, again, being the surrogate son, daughter is what they do.
Right. And this gentleman was panicked because the veterinarian's office was going to close, you know. And so, you know, of course, you just immediately start working very quickly to solve the problem.
I would love to share a story if you would allow me.
Absolutely, please.
One of our driver companions, and if he's listening, I'm going to embarrass him. His name is Mike.
Uh-huh.
He's been with us for probably a year and a half now. We get a call from one of our clients 2 weeks ago, and she wanted to talk to me. I thought something was wrong. So I get on the phone. I talk to her, and she said, I just want to share with you what Mike did. I was like, what did Mike do? And I'm thinking, and I know Mike is a great guy. She said, I had a trip the next day, and your policy is your drivers call between 5 and 6 the day before to make sure that everything is still on. And Mike, when Mike tried to call me a few times and my phone was dead, he was concerned because I'm a widow and he knows I'm a widow. So he drove about 15 miles to come to my house to check on me. Aww. To make sure I was fine.
That's a great story.
That's the caliber of our drivers. And Mike is a phenomenal guy. But every drive, I can share stories like this about what
they're all Mikes, are they?
They are absolutely. They're phenomenal.
I love it.
It also goes back to you really being being that family member for that person, you know, that everybody would hope that they would be. So, that's wonderful. What a great story to end this segment on. Absolutely.
Do we have a half a minute to ask him what the cost is related to like Lyft and Uber before we go to commercial break?
Real quick.
So it depends on the type of trip that we take. If somebody wants to go 5 miles, we're going to be more expensive if you're just looking at cost.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody needs the assistance, the companionship, the distance is long, as in going from Peoria to Scottsdale to the Mayo Clinic, we've been consistently 20 to 50% less expensive.
Oh, that's so great. We've been talking with Casey Kanan, CEO of Envoy America. Thank you, Casey, for joining us today. It's always such a pleasure to have you. When we return, we'll be talking with Amy Goyer from AARP on juggling caregiving while working. So stay tuned. This is Successful Aging on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Washington Post is reporting from a confidential U.S. intelligence assessment that North Korea has taken a major step in its missile program, developing a miniaturized nuclear warhead that can fit inside its missiles. Will Ripley reports from Beijing that China will weigh in within a matter of hours, but he's not expecting much new from them.
China will say that the United States needs to suspend its joint military exercises with South Korea. They believe that if the United States suspended those military exercises, that perhaps North Korea would be willing to suspend the testing of its missiles.
Americans are divided on whether we approve of the idea of editing the DNA of newborns to prevent them from getting diseases. A survey from Pew Research Center shows people are split nearly 50-50 on the idea. In a Denver courtroom, an attorney for former Denver radio host David Mueller has shown jurors a photo taken at the time Taylor Swift accuses him of touching her backside. Everybody's smiling, but Mueller's hand is hidden. On Wall Street, stocks modestly higher for the day. I'm Michael Toscano.
Arizona News Radio, a group aiming to stop the state's controversial school voucher expansion law set to take effect this week, is claiming it has the signatures needed to stop it.
The bill will definitely be put on hold this week following our submission of the signatures, and then going forward, of course, they'll go through a validation process.
Don Penich-Snicker with Save Our Schools, delivering more than 100,000 signatures, well above the 75,000 needed to put the matter to a vote. The measure due to become law tomorrow, expanding vouchers to any K-12 student who wants to attend private school. Court appearance in Phoenix for an Albuquerque man accused of urinating on a family of three at last week's Metallica concert in Glendale. A judge giving Daniel Daddio a good scolding.
I have to say, in the 15 years I've been on the bench, this is one of the most disgusting scenarios I've ever read.
Police confirm that Daddio appeared to be extremely intoxicated when they arrested him. He's charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct. Diamondbacks home tonight against the Dodgers. Warm temperatures, 109 in the deserts. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this Tuesday morning, a couple of nice days ahead. Sunny and clear today with a high of 103 and a low tonight of 81. Rewind and repeat for Wednesday, sunny and clear with a high of 105 and a low of 81. May see some stray showers by Thursday, though. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
here at Midtown. We are at 99 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks.
Have you ever felt the frustration of trying to describe to someone a very complicated experience? Then after a time, simply throwing up a hand and saying, you just had to be there. Hi, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce is a lot like that, especially for men. Words just won't provide the full picture, but neither will walking away, especially when your experiences might help a guy in a similar situation. If I did not believe that, I would not have chosen divorce law as my profession. My divorce was years ago, but I still feel a connection with every guy that hires Cordell & Cordell. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Phoenix area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 602-995-6666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Scottsdale, 6730 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 230, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85253.
Are you or someone you know in search of high-quality senior services? Then don't delay. Contact Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475. Glencroft Senior Living can assist you or your loved one with independent or assisted living options, HUD housing, as well as skilled nursing and rehab options. Don't wait. Call Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475 or find more info online at glencroft.com. That's GLENCROFT.com.
I have the answer. Are you one of the Americans whose real spendable income has declined 5%? Are you now feeling the slow financial drain? I have the answer. Enjoy the same high-quality lifestyle services you now have and pay less of your money for them. I told you, I have the answer. Every sharp person understands the value of making the deal. You need to step up to the plate. You need to make the deal. Resources are now available for you. Starting to believe? I have the answer. Successful Americans are now increasing their income by using changing legislation and technology expediently. Proof? The world's largest retailer doesn't have a single storefront. I have the answer. Cut expenses and increase income. Call 317-934-0079. 317-934-0079. I have the answer. 317-934-0079.
Welcome back to Successful Aging. I'm your host, John Wenslaw, along with my co-host, Millie Oakeson, and we're delighted to welcome Amy Goyer to this part of the show. Amy serves as AARP's National Family and Caregiving Expert. She's an author of the book, Juggling Life, Work, and Caregiving. She's a speaker and consultant specializing in caregiving. Amy is a recognized media authority, and she has made appearances on The Doctors, Dr. Phil, The Today Show, Good Morning America, and CBS This Morning. She began her career as a music therapist and has worked in the field of aging for 35 years at the local, state, national, international levels. She's been a caregiver her entire life for her grandparents and parents and is currently caring for a 93-year-old dad who has Alzheimer's and lives with her in Chandler. Welcome, Amy. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Well, good morning, Amy. We're so glad you're here as well. And we know you serve as AARP's family and caregiving expert, and you also are a caregiver yourself. So tell us about your caregiving journey.
As John said, I've been a caregiver pretty much my entire adult life, starting with my grandparents. My parents moved here to Arizona, and my grandparents were in Indiana. I was in Ohio, so I did a lot of caregiving in my 20s for them. And then my mom had a stroke when she was only 63. She was quite young, and my dad was her primary caregiver, but my sisters and I have played that supporting caregiving role for many years. About 8 years ago, I moved out here from Washington, D.C. to take care of both of my parents more. And I also had a sister who had Cushing's disease living in Maryland, so I was helping with her. Unfortunately, both my mom and my sister have passed away, but my dad's still with me. As you said, he's 93. He's got Alzheimer's disease. He's just amazing that he keeps going. I do everything I can for him. My sister Linda moved out from Ohio to help take care of him, and my sister Susie in California comes here as frequently as she can to help out too.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you know, just one of the things I think your book says it all. Our topic today, juggling life, work, and caregiving, right? and you're a young gal, so you've been doing all this stuff while you're young. Congratulations on that piece.
I'm not that young.
I know that's a tough trip. But it seems like every day we meet people who's a caregiver, it seems, around. And do you know how many there really are in Arizona or nationally, or how do you even quantify that or qualify that? And what are the primary challenges? I think I know what they are, but maybe you can articulate them to greater detail. The primary challenges that caregivers face.
You're right. It seems like everyone we meet is a caregiver at this point. I can't go on and sit on an airplane without the person sitting next to me as a caregiver, right? And there are about 40 million family caregivers in the U.S., and that's unpaid family and friends and neighbors. A lot of us take care of other folks who we're not necessarily related to, but we are related by heart. And there in Arizona alone, there's about 800,000 family caregivers. And the value of that unpaid care in Arizona alone is $9.4 billion. Mm. That is a very significant contribution that caregivers are making. And, you know, the toughest thing, I think, for family caregivers is time. There just is not enough time to get everything done. And so we often just keep going. We're trying to juggle work and other family and the relationships and taking care of all of the parts of our lives while we're caring for loved ones. And we're also doing some pretty tough stuff. We're doing really complex medical nursing tasks like dealing with feeding tubes. We had to do that with my dad. Wound care, you know, incontinence care, all kinds of things that you never kind of thought that you would be doing. Many of us are doing. It's really, you know, for me, the hardest part really is the emotional strain of it. It's hard. And with my dad, with Alzheimer's in particular, you know, it's kind of a slow downhill slide, and it can be very stressful and draining, and that's fatiguing physically. And so we don't take care of ourselves. We put everyone else first. Our health can suffer. Caregivers spend a lot of our own money. So it's a financial issue as well. I can certainly attest to that. So all of this together just can add up to pretty overwhelmed family caregivers.
Mm-hmm. You know, you really bring up some excellent points. I think the dollars that you brought up in terms of providing the care, number one, that if you didn't do it, somebody else would have to do it, you have to pay for. But well, I don't know if maybe you can talk a moment. You kind of alluded to it, but the real cost is the impact on the caregiver sometimes, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, you know, I think the caregivers, as I said, we don't take care of ourselves. And we really try to, but I think we all know that, you know, it'd be great to do those things for ourselves, but the priorities and making those times, work out for us is tough. And we also have difficulties with our finances and trying to work. Many of us are working. That's our topic mm-hmm. today. 60% of family caregivers do work. So we're trying to get that done. And many times we do make changes to our work situations and then we suffer financially. And we're kind of afraid to lose our jobs, and we don't want to appear that we're not committed to our jobs. It really results in a lot of people being very torn.
Juggling, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, this is Successful Aging on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're talking with Amy Goyer of AARP on juggling caregiving and work. So what are some of the adjustments and flexible options working caregivers can use to, you know, be able to continue to work, just like you were talking about?
The biggest thing is flexibility. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to have some kind of flexibility in your work situation in order to juggle everything else. And that kind of boils down to three different things in my view. Your work hours and your schedule. It may be that you're someone who works retail or works in a fast food restaurant, and you don't have the same schedule all the time. So it's really hard to plan. When can I schedule mom's doctor appointment? Because I don't know what my work schedule is next week. So having the ability to have a more set work schedule for people like that would be really helpful. So for some people, it's starting the day later. I'll work from 10 to 6 instead of 9 to 5 because I have to help mom get out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. Or it might be that you request something that's flexible depending on need. Maybe on this day, could I come in a little bit later? Or can I leave at noon, take my mom to the appointment, come back and finish my work? A compressed work week is a really neat option. I did this when I was a full-time employee at AARP, where I worked four longer days and had the fifth day off, And then that was, at that time I was long distance caregiving, and so it was a lot of phone calls. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't make those phone calls after the doctor's office is closed.
That's
you
right.
have to do those things during the day. And then another thing is job sharing or phased retirement. You can also look at adjusting your work location. Telecommuting is one of the biggest flexible options that more and more people have these days, and which is great because you can work from home. You don't waste the commute time back and forth. You can take mom to her appointment, come home, keep working. I think that's one of the most common things that people look for. But also working at a different office location and working closer to loved ones. And then just leave, being able to take either unpaid leave or paid leave. Sick time, vacation time. Some places, the other employees can donate leave for you. Mm-hmm. That happened to me when my mom had her stroke. I had just started a new job at the Ohio Department of Aging, and some people donated their leave to me because they had hours and hours they were never going to use. That's a great option. So looking at what those different leaves are, there some AARP now has actually caregiving leave for employees. That's specifically for taking care of others, and more larger employers are starting to do that.
I was going to ask a follow-up question to that. Are you finding that it's getting better and better to get employers sensitive to the situation of what adult children have to go through with loved ones?
It's tricky because I think employers are valuing those employees, and they don't want to lose folks because of their caregiving responsibilities. So yes, they are starting to wake up to that. And there is a national coalition, the REACT coalition, that's working with employers, trying to help people understand the challenges and work with them and look at the options. Another really important thing to think about is Family and Medical Leave Act. Mm-hmm. There is a federal responsibility for if you have more than 50 employees, and there are all kinds of guidelines on this, but some people have to give you that time off and guarantee that your job will be there when you come back or a similar job. Sometimes smaller employers opt to have a Medical Leave Act type of benefit for their employees. So it's always good to ask. And in some states, there are even some new requirements coming around. So I think paid leave is going to be the next horizon for family caregivers.
I know we have a limited time before we go to our next break, but when it comes to caregiving, sometimes you just can't do it all. What are some of the options you have when you feel like you can't do it all?
Right. Yeah. You know, well, the first thing.
Are there any options?
You know, the truth is you can't do it all. So it's good to just, I've learned that I can do anything, but I can't do everything. So right. Acknowledging that, building your team, getting more help, caring for your loved ones to free you up. Sometimes that support is for us, the mm-hmm. caregiver, because it's easier to find that than to find someone to take care of your loved ones. You can also change your job situation. Some people take early retirement, they leave their jobs, or they go to a part-time job. Whatever you do, talk to your financial advisor and make sure that you're thinking ahead for yourself, because you're not doing anybody any favors if you have a financial insecurity yourself.
Right. You're listening to Successful Aging on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Amy Goyer on the subject of caregiving while you work. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Are you searching for a full-spectrum botanical formula made from premier quality garlic extract? You found it in Quantum Nutrition Labs' Quantum Garlic Complex, and it's on special. It features bear garlic and boasts high concentrated amounts of the unique nutrient allicin to deliver you exquisitely thorough immune and cardiovascular support. For a limited time, buy two bottles of Quantum Garlic Complex and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Or visit online at qnlabs.com.
Are you or someone you know in search of high-quality senior services? Then don't delay. Contact Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475. Glencroft Senior Living can assist you or your loved one with independent or assisted living options, HUD housing, as well as skilled nursing and rehab options. Don't wait. Call Glencroft Senior Living today at 623-939-9475 or find more info online at glencroft.com. That's GLENCROFT.com.
Business owners, executives, and managers who are interested in local companies and the Phoenix economy, don't miss this opportunity. Get In Business Magazine. We are the relevant voice for business leaders in our community. In Business Magazine sponsors the most informative events. The speakers are the top minds in the valley. For the best business resource with stories on marketing, finance, networking, and more, you need In Business Magazine. For events, subscription, or advertising info, go to inbusinessmag.com. inbusinessmag.com.
Welcome back. We've been spending some time talking with Amy Goyer from AARP on the wonderful topic of juggling caregiving and work.
So, Amy, what is the most effective way to discuss with your boss your situation? Is it appropriate to ask about flexible work options in a job interview? What do you find from other caregivers that you've talked to?
Well, as you say, I've talked to so many family caregivers who are working, and every situation is unique. So the number one rule is to know your own situation, your immediate supervisor, your company's philosophy. Who can you talk to in the human resources department if there is one? Be aware of those things. And then in general, we find that it's better for your supervisor to know, partially because if you are asking for more time off, you're maybe showing up late now and then, you're making some phone calls on your lunch hour, whatever those signs may be, you don't want your supervisor to think that's just because you're not committed to your job or right. You're not interested, et cetera. So it can be very helpful for them to know about that. If you talk to your supervisor or someone in HR, whoever the appropriate person is in your company, be sure the first thing to do is to let them know that you are still totally committed to your job and that what you want to do is remain totally committed to your job and to your caregiving responsibilities, and that you see that as a balance. Mm-hmm. It's helpful if you are going to talk with them, if you have specific examples and solutions that you want to propose. Mm-hmm. So if, for example, your challenge is you don't have a fixed work schedule and it's hard for you to schedule these appointments, if that's your ask, say, here's my suggestion, my solution. Would this work? If you want to request a telecommuting situation, talk about how you would do that, how you're set up to do that, how you would make sure you get your work done. A lot of work now focuses on deliverables. So it doesn't matter if I'm doing it at 1 o'clock in the morning, which I right. personally do quite a bit. Uh-huh. And as long as I get my work done by the deadline. So make sure that you assure them of all of those things and then come up with a plan. And as you do that plan, part of that should be, how are you going to communicate going forward? How often, you know, do you want to get updates on this? I don't want to bring my personal life too much into the workplace, but I want to make sure that you understand. And that's going to depend a lot on the personality of your supervisor, on their philosophy, their own caregiving experience. I find more and more that's what really determines a lot. Someone in the company will have an experience caregiving for a family member, and that changes things.
Yeah, good or bad, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like a slippery slope to a certain extent, that conversation, doesn't it? Even though communications is the heart of the thing and keeping everybody informed, past, present, and future, kind of the plan, but you just don't know until you really get in it.
And sometimes what you can do is do some research, talk to other people in the company who have had similar situations. You know, you asked about job interviews. Mm-hmm. In general, in a job interview, you don't want to start off the bat talking about how do I get off work, right? So what you can do is go online. There are websites like Glassdoor and other websites where people rate their companies.
Right.
Find out what they say. What have their experiences been? Sometimes on their jobs and employment websites, they actually list some of their
employee benefits, those kind of things.
Right.
How
and,
a company perceives and does certain things.
Yeah.
Don't you think, too, that when you're in a company, like you've been with a company for quite some time, they know you. They know what you're capable of. They know how committed you are and dedicated you are. Then when something like this happens, they, you know, they're more likely to say, absolutely, we're here for you. We'll do whatever you need us to do. That's when the plan comes into effect and makes more sense. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, I think that I had been working at AARP for many years, and my dad had a hip replacement, and I came out here to Arizona for a month mm-hmm. and telecommuted, but they knew I would get my work
exactly.
done.
Exactly.
And that's
yeah.
a big
yeah, like you say, there's some deliverables that you can deliver anytime and
yeah.
from anywhere, right?
Right.
And that's a challenge.
And there are others you can't.
Right. Amy, many caregivers feel guilty about caring for themselves while caring for others. The needs are so great. How do you manage that? What kind of advice can you give, or not advice, maybe suggestions? So if people that find themselves, which is probably most of them, okay, at some point
yes.
in that situation.
I think we all find ourselves in that situation at some point. I have something that happened to me personally. My parents moved back into the house with me. It's a long story. How they lived in a senior community for a while and then back in the house with me. I had a lot going on. And I went to the gas station and the car was running on fumes. You know, it's on completely on empty. Mm-hmm. And I fill up the car with gas and I pull out and I think to myself, wow, it's really amazing. You can actually tell the car runs better with gas in it. Like, duh. And then it was such an aha moment for me. That's what I was doing. Like, you can actually tell a difference. And I need to fill my tank, too. So, as I said, it's not selfish. It's practical. It's just like putting gas in your tank. Mm-hmm. So that has to be a part of the routine. And you have to do the quick tank fillers, the calling your friend, texting a friend, being on Facebook for a few minutes, getting mm-hmm. a cup of coffee, doing jumping jacks to get
right.
yourself going.
Right.
But also the premium fill-ups where you have some time off. You go to the movies or you go shopping. You have time away from caregiving.
Yes.
And then the really, you know, like tune-ups where you're going to get a week away. My best friend is the best person in the whole world. She's a timeshare. And every year she takes me for a week to a beach somewhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is what I look forward to. And I know I need that. But you also have to do your routine maintenance. So you have to exercise, eat well. And top priority, guess, sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any difference you'd give? I understand that men are now becoming a significant portion of the caregivers as opposed to what it used to be. Any difference in advice you'd give to a man caregiver as opposed to a woman caregiver? I can think of plenty, but I'm not so sure.
Well, you know, in terms of work, it's really important to note that 40% of family caregivers are men. It's getting, and for millennials, it's 50-50. So.
Really?
Yes. It's going to be more and more. We're all doing this. And, you know, it used to be that women in the workplace were a little bit more concerned about, not taking home their mm-hmm. caregiving
right.
children or adults
sure.
or anyone else. But this is everyone now. And in terms of taking care of yourselves, it's the same thing. You might have different ways that you fill your tank. You know, you might go for a round of golf. A lot of women golf too.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, you know what works for you. You know what fills your own mm-hmm. tank and nurtures your soul.
Right. Well, and so many caregivers have that guilt. You know, that's a huge issue is the guilt that goes along with caring for a caregiver. I always kind of compare it to when a mother has that, you know, new baby and doesn't want to leave it or, you know, it's really tough. So What is AARP doing to support caregivers?
Well, AARP has created a national family caregiving website that is has all kinds of information. I write in articles on there and have videos on there as well, and we have lots of tools and information. We have a free Prepare to Care publication, which you can go on aarp.org/caregiving and look for the Prepare to Care guides. I wrote a book, Juggling Life, Work, and Caregiving, that AARP sponsored. We are doing a lot of advocacy at the federal and state level to try and help the legislative supports for family caregivers. And there's a new Phoenix family caregiving webpage. It's brand new, and that's at aarp.org/caregivingphoenix. That's aarp.org/caregivingphoenix. And we have a local caregiving resource guide there, a list of local Phoenix caregiving events. So if you have things that should be on there, let them know. You can go to the online community and connect with other caregivers. We have a new app called Caregivers in Community where you can connect with caregivers around the country. And we're just doing all kinds of things there. And I'm going to be speaking at the Duet Caregiving Symposium coming up this November 2nd at the Duet Church of the Beatitudes.
We just got a few seconds left before we finish for today. Any last minute bit of advice, 15 second piece?
You know, what the biggest thing I've learned is that I can't change everything. I can't prevent everything. I'm going to fall down when I'm caregiving, but I'm going to get back up. And being resilient is success. Just be there with your loved ones.
Thank you, Amy. We've been talking to Amy Goyer about caregiving full time. Thanking you. Thanks, Chet Reynolds, for being here today. Our producer, Kay Baker. This is John Winslow, Millie Olkeson, wishing you a happy day. We'll see you again next week in KFNX 1100.
Value, value, value. AMI Diamonds and Jewelry guaranteed wholesale prices to the public on all diamonds, gems, pearls, and jewelry. That's 60 to 80% off retail prices or more. It's the perfect place for price hunting. Located at Cactus and Tatum, across from Paradise Valley Mall. They offer highly reliable service for all your jewelry and fine watch repairs, as well as bead and pearl stringing. The owner is a global diamond specialist, obtaining investment-grade GIA-certified fine-quality diamonds for a small commission, thus making them a commodity that you can feel, touch, and enjoy. Diversify and enjoy a portable wealth. They also buy diamonds, gold, gems, pearls, and jewelry, and pay some of the best value for your items in the Phoenix area. They have professionals with over 40-plus years of experience each, and they provide all the services and have same-day service available. It's a family business with a very friendly environment. AMI Diamonds and Jewelry, located at Cactus and Tatum. Stop in or call them today, 602-923-8200. That's AMI Diamonds, 602-923-8200.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio.